This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, get ready for another exciting adventure involving News Talk Radio with the king of News Talk Radio, Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to discuss the stories, to go through the list, and the people, the folks that are on that list, and perhaps there'll be a few countdown extra conversations as well during the course of the next hour. So, as Gene Burns used to say, this program is brought to you by the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution.
We all have.
He said the First Amendment.
Well, the First Amendment is freedom of speech. That's right. Second Amendment is guns.
That's right. We right. force you to listen to that gunpoint.
Like, if you don't vote for Putin, you get shot. That's the way it is in Russia.
That seems to be the way a lot of people want it to be here. Okay, yeah, here we go. The top
there's a subtle one. Thank you, Mike.
Good for you.
You thought I was Casper Milktoast, didn't you?
No, I knew better than that.
Number 10, right. We have the Texas wildfires. Number 9, we have the Supreme Court of the United States social media case. At number 8, we have the Russia-Ukraine war. And at 7, we have the Israel-Gaza war. At number 6, the Biden impeachment inquiry, still rumbling on the survey. McConnell to exit leadership. He's leaving. That's number 5. Alabama's embryo ruling is number 4. Number 3, the U.S. migrant crisis. Number 2, the presidential race. And number 1, Donald Trump's legal battles. On the People Survey, we have at number 10 a tie between Vladimir Putin and Yulia Navalnaya. Her name is pronounced differently than her late husband. Benjamin Netanyahu is 9, Mike Johnson 8, number 7, Hunter Biden, number 6, Mitch McConnell, number 5, Lincoln Riley, number 4, Fannie Willis tied with Nathan Wade, Nikki Haley is still hanging in there in the top 3, Joe Biden is 2, and Donald Trump is number 1 this week in terms of conversation. And that's a snapshot of the week's activity on News Talk Radio across America.
All right. In a moment, I would like to share with you some thoughts that I've heard from listeners about the sources of news, who gets quoted, how they get quoted, and a statement that was made by one of the liberal members of the print media that the Republican Party is treating Mr. Putin as if he were an ideological ally. Let's deal with that because it touches a couple of things. Number 2, the presidential race. Number 8, the Russian-Ukrainian war. First, a reminder about the semi-annual site-wide sale going on at Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is accessible easily by going to omahasteaks.com/Doug, D-O-U-G. You can shop to your heart's content. Great things. You can load up on the butcher cut of filet, the burgers, comfortable classics. I think they even have some macaroni in there someplace. But everything is bigger and better at Omaha Steaks right now. If you've been there before, you know how good it is. So why not take advantage, especially, again, if you're familiar with Omaha Steaks and you haven't ordered from them for a while. What a perfect opportunity to do so with this semi-annual sale. So load up now. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug. Get their 100% guarantee. They will provide you with free steak burgers. They have bacon-wrapped fillets. They have boneless chicken breasts, pork chops, franks, you name it. And for your trouble, you're going to get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers when you order now. So you got a half-price deal plus 8 free Omaha Steak burgers with your order. Visit omahasteaks.com/Doug, D-O-U-G, for this deal. A great deal, if I do say so myself. You like that sort of thing? All right, now, I was watching one of the news channels, and I don't spend much time doing that, as you know. I don't find it either educationally important or enlightening. I do, however, find I think more when I see some of the stuff on News Nation. And one of the hosts pointed out that there was a source used to tell the world that 100 Palestinians got killed by the Israelis when the UN truck arrived with food and sustenance. And the source was the Hamas agency. So this host brought up the question, which I think is extraordinarily legitimate and worth some time, as to when the sources that are quoted by mostly MSNBC and CNN and the New York Times are so obviously not objective. Hamas has given you the story and you're taking it and you're running with it without questioning it. So I guess I would ask you, Michael, in terms of how that plays on our talk radio brethren, how, you know, I'm bringing up that story because I don't, the sources that, if you want to talk about sources, I have a number of different things, as we all do, that we use every day. But I now, how do I know what's real? I look at all of these different sources from left to right and in the middle. I don't know what to believe anymore, frankly. I looked at the video of these throngs of people mobbing this vehicle as it came in. I understand they're hungry and they're thirsty, but I didn't see anybody, you know, they did shoot up in the air to get people to get away from the truck so that they could, you know, dispense the food. But why would you, if you were a legitimate news source, take the word of Hamas? I guess that would be my question. I'm going to ask you, I wonder if people even understand that read the New York Times or watch MSNBC or watch CNN. Or, I mean, probably the same thing happens on the Fox side. We all know that there's these biases. We talk about them all the time. So I don't want to beat a horse to death. But that was the latest example, and it fit into our discussion of number 7 this week.
Well, I mean, obviously there's different points of view on the Israeli-Hamas war that has really ripped the nation apart.
But is it based on fact or is it based on fiction?
Well, that's a very fact and fiction. Therein lies the rub. You've got to make your own decision. You've got to look at the source. I mean, as you said, I mean, you figured it out. You said, like, quoting Hamas. I can't believe that. But some people are sympathetic to Hamas. Some people are sympathetic to the Palestinians. And you alluded to it a couple of minutes ago, and I alluded to it a few minutes before that there are people in this country in legitimate political circles, particularly at this point in the Republican Party, who are ideologically sympathetic to Putin. So we have people in this country on college campuses, in the media, and in one of the two parties who are sympathetic to Putin. We have people in this country in legitimate institutions who are sympathetic to the Palestinians. This further complicates the situation in America in terms of the old statement, we hold these truths to be self-evident. What truths do we hold to be self-evident anymore? And there is your problem. What do I believe? How do I feel? And this is a very challenging period. Much of it is because of the acceleration of media and the ability for people to get out there on an equal playing field with questionable sources and questionable credibility in terms of journalism, etc. So there you go. This is a very difficult time, and we're seeing it play out.
Notice Michael did not say news media. He used the term media because now I think there's a separation between the media and the news media. I wanted to, if I can ask you, let's back up just a little bit. In news talk circles, do you think that hosts and listeners equate support of Hamas to anti-Semitism?
Oh, I think a lot of people equate support of Hamas with anti-Semitism. There's significant political and poli-sci debate over the separation between Zionism and anti-Semitism. Can you be for Israel, or can you criticize Israel and not be criticizing the Jewish people? Oh, where does the state of Israel begin or end?
So the government of Israel versus the people,
right,
who are
right.
residents there. Yeah.
And this is an issue that is very sensitive, because if you look at the real world, anti-Semitism is often couched in what seems like legitimate criticism of Israel or the politics of it. It gives people who hate Jews the opportunity to, harbor those feelings and express them in what seems to be legitimate.
Yeah.
Get away with it.
Right. Get away with it. Right.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So, but it's interesting because there's such an oxymoronic sort of approach. And I'll use the Republicans here and said I was I was leaning left with my disdain for believing stuff that came from Hamas. Now let's look on the right and the Republicans. I mean, certainly Tucker Carlson isn't a party official, but he certainly is a big Trump guy. And he echoes a lot of Russian propaganda, especially since his trip to see Putin. So is his point of view? Or what he's reporting, is that legitimate? Or is it one-sided? It is the same, as far as I'm concerned, the same as, why would you believe Tucker Carlson, who went to see Putin and sort of was under his spell, any more than you'd believe Hamas?
Well, yeah, why would you?
Yeah, that's why. I don't.
All right.
I don't believe any of them.
Yeah, but I mean, if you take it to its furthest logical, extreme, why should we believe anybody? And why should we necessarily believe?
Let's shut this program down. Yeah.
And why would you believe anything is black or white? I mean, why does one necessarily have to watch Tucker Carlson or go back to the days of Walter Cronkite and believe them? Why do we have? What are we looking for? Religious leaders in terms of our news delivery? Yeah. Mm. Critical thinking is where it's at. We shouldn't believe anybody.
By the way, Walter Cronkite signed off this week 42 years ago. That's something to think about. It's pretty sobering. Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. The folks at Calitran are having what's called a President's Day meltdown. What's the scoop here, Elizabeth?
Calitran works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's revving up your metabolism all over. It's also repairing joint pain. It's also helping with sleep and energy levels, all around just working to rev up your metabolism. And then it's got another product in there called Belly Blast.
By the way, this meltdown package is available now. Normal price is close to $400. You can buy it right now at $225 by going to toploss.com. If you want to be just like me when you grow up, you'll take the Calitran. I take the Detox, the Belly Blaster. Yeah, that's good. So help yourself to savings. Go to toploss.com. And when you're there, you might find one of the counselors. It's Calitran and all the related products that we're talking about here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitran at toploss.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, sir. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We're going through the stories that people, some other things that are going on. A lot of people like to listen to us talk about some of the folks who are on the air, some of the ways they treat the issues. I thought it was interesting just to spend another moment or two, Michael, if we may, on what's going on in Russia, sort of the secondary side of the focus on Putin is the focus on Navalny and his wife, who's made it onto the list, the people list this week. She and other mourners gathered for the funeral in Moscow Square, even though there were, Putin said, if you go to the funeral, I'll arrest you and you'll go to jail. They didn't do that. So the funeral went on. Interesting to see the gathering the pictures of the people who were there. You know, it's how it's so fascinating. Everything's so instant. You know, we could see what was going on as the funeral took place. And, you know, normally, ordinarily, why would we be concerned about the funeral of somebody in Moscow? But this guy represented something. And so the representation that he presents is back to the focus on him, is back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago. One side, seemingly the liberals, like Navalny and like what he stood for, and they're all over. Most of the liberal news agencies have covered this thing from top to bottom, whereas most of the right-of-center news folks didn't mention it at all because it was contrary. Maybe you could, you know, figure out that it was contrary to Putin's interests, and maybe the Republicans do like Putin. There's another example. What do you think?
Well, I think the I think the Republicans do like Putin. I don't think this is I don't think we're uncovering any mystery here. This is becoming part of the issues and the factions that believe in them. Of course, within the Republican Party, there are different points of view on that, and that's an internal conflict, just as within the Democrats and the left. How far left you want to go? There's a lot of controversy as to what the stance should be on Israel and the Palestinians. These are, you know, intra-party wars that are being figured out. But there's no mystery attached to the fact that there is an empathy with Putin, that the that many Republicans, and particularly Trump at this point and his followers, are supporters. You know, they empathize. They're sympathetic to Vladimir Putin. It's obvious.
Yeah. You know how crazy the world is, though. Seriously. This guy this week, the former U.S. ambassador to Cuba, accused of working for decades as a secret communist agent for Cuba, said this week that he will plead guilty. So, here's a guy, Manuel Roca, I believe is how you pronounce his name, who is ambassador under a couple of different presidents. He got turned. Isn't that what they call? Isn't that the expression? He got turned by the commies in Cuba to act as a double agent. You can't make movies as good as this.
They found, you know, hundreds of cases of exquisite cigars in his
What I'm wondering is,
what are the consequences of this? What are the consequences of an intelligence breach coming out of Cuba?
Or for the rest of us?
For the rest of us.
For him. That's why he visited.
He got away with it for so long. I wonder why.
Yeah. But you go back to the Bay of Pigs. You and I are old enough to remember all of that stuff and the consequences of some of the same sorts of things are frankly happening. It is a strange world we live in, Master Jack. 28 after the hour here on the Countdown.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The two leading pharmacy chains in the U.S. are set to start sales of abortion pills possibly this month. Walgreens and CVS will offer mifepristone at select pharmacies in states where it's legally permissible. Both chains have received FDA certification to dispense the pill, according to separate statements. Wildfires and blizzard warnings are causing anxiety for thousands of Americans. Over 500,000 people in California and Nevada face the threat of a blizzard with up to 10 feet of snow predicted in higher elevations. Simultaneously, major wildfires in the Texas Panhandle and parts of Oklahoma have claimed at least 2 lives. Alabama Senator Katie Britt will deliver the Republican response to President Biden's State of the Union address. House Speaker Mike Johnson noted that the American people will be attentive as the youngest Republican woman ever elected to the Senate turns the page on the oldest president in history. John Schaefer, USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I see we can get back to some inspiration here, Michael. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, Doug Steffen, here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, which we've been doing for decades, trying to put the perspective, not the spin, but the perspective on the stories. There are some things that I like to ask to press Michael on because he's such a strong observer and has ways of putting things that most other people do not. So that's why he's sought out by a lot of people. When you read the news media coverage of what's going on in talk radio, Michael inadvertently was always the one that they went to for comments on what is this person doing, that person doing. You know, what about, it's just, you know, there's so many interesting characters here that are, and the issues are certainly paramount. I'm looking at the people list, Donald Trump, Joe Biden on the top of the list. So I was thinking about how going back to what I said at the beginning of the program, Michael, about the political press, the network news shows, the presidential race. Is this a contest between two normal politicians? I would say that we, maybe as a friendly reminder, it's not between two normal politicians and normal human beings at all. Mm. Right? And so,
it makes the Mitt Romney-Barack Obama race seem very mild, doesn't it?
Right.
If you think back to races, you know, Walter Mondale versus Ronald Reagan, you know, Dwight Eisenhower versus Adlai Stevenson,
Abraham Lincoln versus, you know, Stephen Douglas. I forgot his name for a moment. Haven't spoken to him in a while. It's interesting when you say normal candidates, Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Are they abnormal candidates, or are we just stuck in the moment and think it's very heavy?
This is what makes it interesting, maybe slash amusing. This past week, Trump is making fun of Biden because he can't remember some nuance, or he's stuttering over something. And then Biden reminds all of us that Trump had forgotten his wife's name in a recent conversation. So this is like a comedy of errors, and yet it's about the probably most powerful seat in the world. And we got a couple of clowns running, for this. And we're not satisfied with it, but we seem to be going along with it to a point. Is that too broad a statement?
No, it's true. And one of the culprits in this deadly dance is the media, or the press, or the journalists, or the news media, however you want to call it, in focusing on performance, on focusing on the superficial. That with all of the issues happening today and the complexity of an administration that doesn't necessarily rely on the brain farts of the occupant of the White House, okay? It's not like these guys are making minute-to-minute decisions off the top of their head. There's a whole support system on both sides. The fact that the media focuses on performance, and that it's such a beauty contest, in this case an ugly contest, it's disgraceful that our country has become so distracted by frivolous concerns like who can remember their wife's name, or who can remember what state they're in. This goes on with everybody. And, maybe they are a little bit old, and maybe they are a little bit feeble in terms of that, but there's so much more to it. And we don't focus on any of the important stuff, our society and its watchdogs.
Yeah. So is listening to Donald Trump painful, or is listening to Joe Biden painful, or is listening to both of them painful? That's kind of the issue here. I think it is painful. It's sad, frankly. And I don't know, maybe I should be more aggressive with it than calling it sad, but it just is.
Well, this is your opinion. Well. This is your opinion, but you have to understand that the people listening to this broadcast have opinions of their own, and that the people that are on this medium called News Talk Radio that we're covering on this program have various opinions along a spectrum. It's not all one way or the other. When you look at it under the microscope, as we do, there are many different points of view within each point of view. And some people find listening to Donald Trump to be exhilarating. Look at how excited they are. Others find it painful. And the Biden situation, I don't know if anybody's exhilarated by him, but there are a set of facts out there, statistics and otherwise, that could be interpreted any way you want to spin them, and some of which that say Biden has actually been a successful president. In other words, if everything was reversed, both sides would still have the same complaints about the other.
Of course they would.
There's no rooting in reality or a common understanding of what makes sense.
Because nothing makes any sense. Maybe that's part of it. Uh-huh. Unga bunga. I just, looking at some other stuff here back and forth. I don't know why I do this to myself. I'm looking at the numbers for the elections the last 8 years. Trump got fewer votes than Hillary Clinton did, fewer popular votes, but he managed to secure the presidency by winning the
Electoral College.
Trump then, in 2020, got almost 10 million votes more than he did in 2016, and yet he lost.
Well, that's because the inconvenient fact there is that Biden got more votes. Trump is absolutely right. Yeah. Trump received more votes in the last election than any sitting president in history.
Yeah.
It's true. But the part that he leaves out of it is that Biden received more. Therefore, he lost the election. What's so hard to figure about that? In athletics,
people who come in second in many cases are running much faster or performing much greater feats than people in the past who've come in first. Doesn't mean that they win their race. It's statistics. People play with numbers. The fact is, a lot of people voted in the last election, more so than we've seen, if ever, because there's so much at stake. And last I saw, you win the election if you get the most votes. Or in the case of the Electoral College, the game is played the way the game is scored. You know, and
thumbs down on that. I don't think that's everybody else wins because they get the most votes. Why isn't that true for the presidency? The system is so outmoded. The Republicans like it because it gave them the chance to put Trump into office.
It gave them a chance also to put Bush into office. The reason the Republicans like the Electoral College, this is my opinion, this is just my opinion, is because in this particular epoch, it works to their advantage. If suddenly it didn't, they'd be against the Electoral College and have all these reasons against it. There's nothing intrinsic about it that I could see that conforms to Republican ideology. It's just, hey, we win with it, so let's be for it, and let's figure out what reasons. And like everything, there are always reasons for and against almost any issue, if you want to find them.
You got that. Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. A reminder about how much support you get. You're trying to lose weight. You go to Calitrin's website. Calotren is the spelling of Calitrin. But what you want to do is go to the website, toploss.com. Hard to forget that. That's a great site. Easy to remember, toploss.com, to figure out how you can join the Calitrin movement and get really healthy. Push the green button and order Calitrin, the all-natural weight loss formula that supports your body, helps you get back into shape, because the ingredients do enable you to restore some of the things that you lose when you're losing all that weight. That's why the calitrin, collagen protein, the digestive enzymes that are in this, the main ingredients, help your body absorb the ingredients the way that it's formulated. It goes right to work in your body and rebuilds and restores the muscle that you have lost. Friends and family, the whole thing right now, this weekend, the last weekend of their president's sale, it really is fabulous. You can consult their website, toploss.com, to see how you can benefit from this other than just losing weight. There are other things that are in there that will help support your body in so many different ways. All about health and your well-being. Check it out at toploss.com. And when you do decide to purchase the product, please use the Doug code, D-O-U-G, get free shipping, and also access, if there's something you've forgotten in the deal structure, that will remind you automatically of what you've missed and what you ought to get. That's Calitrin, the weight loss formula that really works, the all-natural way, at toploss.com.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Elizabeth Miller is here. She knows all about losing weight for sure. She knows how Calitrin works. And because we are in the President's time, if you will, President's Day, President's Week, President's Month, the folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day 90-day meltdown. So how do people take advantage? There are other products. Calitrin is the one we know the best because it works in a fabulous way. It helps millions of people, literally millions of people around the country and around the world. What's the scoop here, Elizabeth?
This is so exciting because it does contain other products in it. So Calitrin works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's revving up your metabolism all over. It's also repairing joint pain. It's also helping with sleep and energy levels, all around just working to rev up your metabolism.
By the way, this meltdown package is available now. Normal price is close to $400. You can buy it right now at $225 by going to toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, meanwhile, back in the ranch here, the Michael Harrison interview, the MH interview, mhinterview.com, focuses on a chat with a lady from the United Nations. You were very involved in terms of media with the worldwide. Say it again, Doug. There it is. Worldwide Radio Day, which we celebrated here, and I celebrated with you on the Good Day program. So, what did you learn about the state of global radio that you didn't know before talking to this lady?
How diverse it is, and how radio plays different roles in different countries around the world. We look at radio from the standpoint of domestic United States radio, and that, of course, is because we're here. But if you look at the big picture of radio, you can learn a lot about the bigger picture of radio as it applies to the United States. I found it to be very educational. I also, you know, contributed to the cause of celebrating World Radio Day. I thought that they seemed happy with my work, and it was a big success this year. But my conversation with Mirta Lorenzo, she speaks five languages. She's a international human being, I mean, dedicated to world peace through communication. She brings a very, very interesting perspective to the discussion of media from a worldwide view, and I think people will enjoy listening to it. It's at mhinterview.com.
Was she a government agent before? How did she get into
this? She's always been a person who wants to make contributions to the world. She comes from Argentina. She's half Portuguese, half Argentine, and she lives in Paris. She has three masters in communication from the University of Buenos Aires, from the Sorbonne in Paris, and from Sweden. Amazing person, just brilliant. And she's just a very smart person who knows a lot about the world and has good intentions.
MHinterview.com. If you're on the Talkers website, you can click onto the podcast there as well. You see the list every week, we publish the list. Talkers.com has the list of the stories and the people. We do that at Good Day Show as well. I don't want to, I'm kind of going to go out in this segment as a bear. Is that Bill, this sort of is indicative of how number three, the migrant crisis, has become a focus in states like Arizona, where there's a bill that's going through the legislature now that will allow shooting and killing migrants to be legal. If they come onto your property, you can shoot them. I think that'd be an interesting thing to have that.
Until the first innocent person is shot by accident.
Shot, right, yeah.
Or on purpose.
That'd be the end of that. Yeah. All right, 10 before the hour. You're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael and Doug.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen with a focus on Donald Trump. Why not? Right, Michael, let's talk about Donald Trump. We could go on. Let's start with his visit to the U.S.-Mexican border this week as compared to Joe Biden's visit to the border this week, and how it was handled again by various news outlets. You know, this is like a comedy now, right? Trump was at Eagle Pass, and I think that Biden was 300 miles down the road at Brownsville. And they both had basically, as much as they claimed to be different, pretty much everything they said was the same, which I found kind of interesting. How about you?
In terms of Biden and Trump's take on the migrant issue, that they it should be a problem that they talk about with the same frame of reference and interests. We do have a migrant problem. Trump capitalizes on it, and Biden tries to hide it. Both are approaching it in a way that is divisive. We should just tighten up that border and enforce the laws and not make it so easy for anybody to get into this country without going through the process. That's all there
How do they do it when a federal judge this week blocks a law that would let the state and local police expel migrants?
There's more to that law than meets the eye. It might be for an ultimate good reason to push back on the porous border and the influx of migrants into the United States, but that law tramples all over the Constitution. Any law enforcement officer could, for any reason whatsoever, stop anybody they want and arrest them if they suspect that they are in this country illegally. Do you realize
That stop and frisk?
On steroids. I mean, so that, don't jump to the conclusion that the judge that put a stop to that is somehow pro, you know, open borders and all of that. This is a very draconian law that really is, the medicine is far more dangerous than the disease.
Ah, that's a good, strong, you make a good, strong case for it. That's another way to open up people's ears and their mind, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to our friend Donald Trump. A judge this week removed him from the Illinois primary ballot. Here we go again. What, is the same thing happened as happened in Colorado and in Maine? I don't think they've resolved it in Maine. Colorado said he can be on the ballot. I don't think that's been the case in Maine, and obviously, if Illinois is looking at it, what is that? Illinois is part of Super Tuesday, which is next week, I think. Not mistaken. So that's just, can we go through a day without seeing Trump's name or hearing him?
No.
In some ways, I don't think we can.
No.
Right?
No, he's a newsmaker. He's influential. He's a newsmaker.
Yeah.
He's part of the Trump-Biden era. We've had two people, back-to-back presidents, maybe back-to-back-to-back. It's a sign of the times. He's a major player. Why wouldn't we be talking about him?
No, I think, well, we do, and we will, for sure. Then, you know, you look at some of the things, the legal battles that we focus on every week, how much more serious some of them are than others. I think some people pay attention. I think some of the Republicans are worried about a couple of these things. I don't know that they're worried about the $400 million that he has to come up with to, you know, pay the state of New York. I can't see him. If I were him, I'd find every legal means not to pay it, because I think that whole thing was an outrage. But that's just my play on it, and I'm not.
Well, he has to pay it in order to be able to appeal. He has to be able to put up the bond in order to be able to appeal the ruling. Therefore, he's stuck between a rock and a hard place, which we can talk about as the days go by, as we come to the end of the show.
Yeah, yep. I think I look at this, and I look at him, and I look at the time we spend talking about him. It does take all the oxygen out of the room and much of the focus out of other things that perhaps would be more worthwhile for us to talk about. But that's the era in which we live. And so take your medicine, right? What's a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine?
Well, it's the media format that we're covering here that's obsessed with it. Thank goodness there are other areas of human conversation and thought that don't include Donald Trump. Unfortunately,
thank you.
We're in the one that does.
59 past the hour. This is the weekly talk radio countdown show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.